loose, I'll tell you when.
Here's a dance you should know.
Alrighty then.
Let's go.
It's time for the podcast. Hello.
Podcast. Yay, yay, yay.
Woohoo. Hello, Hucklebucksters.
Hucklebuggies.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, we hope you're well.
We hope you're all very well. Indeed we do. Are you or aren't you?
Well, answer us.
We're waiting for you. Are you all waving? Wave at your computer.
Hi,
guys. If you're listening in your car, wave from your car.
Wave Michelle, from the bus.
Michelle, wave from the L train. We see you. We're waving.
Michelle, they think you're crazy on there.
Yeah, sitting there on the L, giggling your head off.
At nothing.
Nothing except the Hucklebug. Week 13. I am Stenny.
I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and this is the Hucklebug,
it's
and it's
the Hucklebug.
It's week 13. Unlucky week 13. Something terrible could happen in the course of this podcast. I hope not.
Please don't let me get hit by lightning.
I know. You know what? Before we start the podcast, I have a correction to last week.
Oh, no. We haven't made a mistake already, have we?
We haven't. You haven't.
12 weeks.
You haven't. It was.
Oh, okay. I guess it wasn't me. That's all that matters.
I left out the greatest movie hat of all time.
What?
Buster Keaton's movie hat. Buster Keaton's hat.
Oh.
And I honestly think the reason I didn't think of it, and it's not like I don't have a great big huge picture of him on my wall. It's not like I don't have a picture of him on the desktop of my computer.
It's not like you haven't bid on that hat on eBay several
times.
Exactly.
It's not as if I haven't contemplated making my own hat. I think more than anything it's so much a part of Buster Keaton that I just assume that it's attached to his head or something.
And we did talk about extension of character.
Mm-hmm. Talk about
that,
it again.
That hat
is the classic extension of character.
And, you know, if I may throw in very quickly,
it's also not
someone,
like I didn't name my cat after.
Someone did mention in a conversation away from the podcast, mm-hmm. that would be Squeeze for those of you listening at home.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin's hat.
Yeah, Mike mentioned Charlie Chaplin's hat
there,
as well.
There's a great hat,
which
too.
Is a great hat. It wouldn't be one of my favorite movie hats, but it's a
great
hat.
Yeah, well, it never changes. Well, Buster's doesn't change either.
Buster's doesn't change either except in
Steve O'Neil Jr. But it is a hell of a hat.
Yeah, it's a great hat.
It's a funny
it's a perfect
hat.
And it's not like I didn't name my cat after the guy, so I apologize to Buster
that
Keaton.
That ham-fisted son of a bitch.
And his generations Buster. Of people that I have shamed by forgetting him and his movie hat.
I'm eating olives.
Bet
is drinking tonight, by the way.
Mm.
Just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah. I am not.
But Bet is through at this point. She ate her last olive.
Ah. Through with drinking.
The martinis are over.
Okie dokie.
The coffee shall begin.
Yay.
Begin. Began. Whatever.
When they
begin.
The begin.
Da, 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 da.
So, lowlights. Let's move on to lowlights.
Lowlights of the week.
What was your lowlight? I understand you have a doozy.
I did. Well, it's not a doozy, but it is a low light. You know, I was gonna say, you know, Monday was my low light because it just was a sucky day.
I know that
at home and at work. But Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. I planted some flowers in my yard.
Yes, I saw them in your blog.
Yes, and oddly, an addendum to that blog, my Persian violets are 2 days and they're already dying.
Oh,
I just want everyone to know that. I
Is
knew
that the
they were going to die and they're done. But that's not my low light.
Oh,
I was
okay.
expecting that. I hurt my back.
Oh.
I did not dig properly
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I did see in your blog that you said you hurt your back. Gardening. Gardening is very hard on the back because you're leaning over all the time.
Yes.
I don't think you did anything wrong. I think unfortunately.
Well, you know, I wasn't digging with a by God shovel. I was digging with a little trowel, you know, and so
yeah.
I was digging holes. And so it hurt immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, normally it waits till the next day. It hurt immediately. Sunday night, it hurt. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, I also took a very nice hot bath, which made it feel better.
Yeah.
And so Monday, I mean, it hurt, but I could function. I could maneuver. Today, I am in hell.
Are you taking anything?
I am in hell. Martini. Well, I've taken so much Tylenol that it's starting to worry me that it's, you know, might be freaking out my gastrointestinal system.
I tend to prefer Advil myself.
Well, see, I can't take that because I have kind of a strange thing going on in my intestines, as
you
all know.
Yes.
And aspirin, Advil, Aleve, I cannot take. But Tylenol I can, and so I've been bulking up on the Tylenol, but it's not really helped. And so tonight I took another nice, long, hot, very hot bath, and I added martinis to the mix.
Added
this
martinis
time,
to the mix.
Hopefully that'll help. But
maybe tomorrow your hangover will negate the back pain.
That's right. And without going too far into things, I may be hoeing down Friday night. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
So I've got to get back in shape. You know, but my back hurts. My back hurts. It hurts as I'm recording this podcast. It hurts. That's my low light.
That's a bummer.
Pain. That's my low light.
Physical pain is always good for a low light.
And you know, I think was it our very first podcast that was your low light?
It wasn't
that
my
you
back.
You threw your back out.
I don't think.
I thought it was your back. You hurt your back getting out of bed or being in bed.
Oh, you know what? I think that was like one of the very first times that we talked, but I don't know if it ended up being recorded. I'll have to listen to week one again.
I think it was a podcast.
It's been a while since I listened to week one. I do remember that being a...
Oh, snap, yet again.
I do remember that being a low light, I hurt my back. It was before I even got out of bed. I was stretching. I was in bed, and I was going... Getting ready to take on my day, and then ow,
coffee.
Well, I don't really have.
How about your low light?
I have nothing in particular for my low light this week.
Oh, I'm so happy. It means you had a good week.
Yeah, it's been all right. I've had some strange sort of vague problems at work, but nothing necessarily that needs to be.
Work's going okay for you?
It's going all right.
The whole,
you know,
the whole transition, you are in transition.
We are in transition.
As she herself said.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's growing pains and blah, blah, blah.
Does that make your back hurt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not physical pains. They're just, there's not a whole lot for me to do yet.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
So I'm mostly, but today I was kind of like, well, you know, so what? They want to pay me my salary to sit at my computer and surf the internet and look for a new apartment.
Have it, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although I would rather do it from home if that's all I'm going to be doing in my underwear.
and sleep late, yes.
But, you know, still, I mean, that's the worst thing, if that's the worst thing in my week, that's a pretty good week.
That's true. That's true.
How about yourself now? A highlight.
Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week.
I was mulling over a couple of things for highlight of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good pedicure Monday night.
Yeah.
In which my pedicurist gave me her recipe for her homemade exfoliant skin scrub.
Ooh.
But that's not my highlight, but that was quite good. My highlight is going to be very short because it will be expounded upon later. It has to do with a movie.
Oh.
I watched a movie Friday night that I have referred to in my very own blog as the Holy Grail of Alan F. Arkin movies.
Oh, yeah.
That I was sure I would never see, and I found on eBay.
Right.
And that was had I not gone to see the Hackensaw Boys last week, that would have been my highlight, finding that movie.
Right.
But I did watch it this past week, and that was my highlight, and we'll hear more about that later.
We'll hear more about that later. That's good.
That's a reason to stay tuned.
Yeah. To come back after the break when we discuss Bette's highlight in greater detail. Film at 11. Well, my highlight...
stay tuned.
Most of my free time in the last week has been spent... apartment hunting, either online,
yeah!
Looking, and, woo, and driving around and stuff like that. And
thinking of Burbank.
Yep, Burbank. I'm looking at Burbank.
We're still in monotone this week.
I've been looking in Burbank. I've been looking in North Hollywood. I've been looking in the Toluca Lake area. Sort of all, they're all sort of.
Is that named after Toluca Bankhead?
No.
Just a joke, sorry.
No.
And a bad one.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as the cap on the character thing. Almost, but not quite. And today, I found the perfect apartment.
All right.
It's in North Hollywood. It's on Cahuenga Boulevard, which is kind of a main drag, and I kind of didn't want to live on a main, you know, drag. I didn't want to live on a street with a whole lot of traffic. But it's a little triplex building, or triplex. I don't know how you would pronounce it, but I say triplex. It's two units downstairs, and then the unit upstairs is the one that's for rent. So it's a walk-up. It's a one-bedroom. I have not yet seen the inside. I'm going to see the inside tomorrow.
Excuse me, do you live in a one-bedroom now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're not going down.
Yeah, I'm not going down.
Okay.
I would love a two-bedroom, but I can't afford it. They're too much money, unfortunately. A one-bedroom, a one-bedroom plus den, maybe I could afford, if I can find ones. But as it is right now, mostly I'm looking at one-bedroom.
Maybe a dinette.
Yeah, dinette. So this is a one-bedroom. It looks pretty big inside. It's got a couple of ceiling fans. It does have an AC unit, but it's like a wall unit. It's not central AC, unfortunately. But it's got the big selling point. It's got this huge private balcony on the outside.
Ooh.
So it's got a front entrance and a rear entrance. So I would come up the back. So I would park in my little private garage, my little one-car garage downstairs.
Oh.
And walk up the steps to my huge, huge private balcony or deck or however you want to call it, and enter through the kitchen.
So the big balcony's not in the front.
No, the
so
big balcony is
you
the,
couldn't
it's
wave
sort of
to the passage on
no,
Cahuenga.
No, but then, but I don't have a. But that means I don't have a view of the rotten street. I have a view of sort of other houses nearby.
Oh, okay.
It's real nice, and it is great. I love it, but I'm afraid. I do have to say this. I'm afraid it may turn into next week's low light.
Oh, no.
Because there's a good possibility I won't get it. First of all, I'm not ready to move.
Uh-huh.
So, and, you know, and it's available now, so the guy's going to want to rent it to whoever he can.
Yeah.
I talked to the landlord today. Nice guy. But I would not be his first choice for a tenant because I have cats. He said that his policy is pretty much no pets. He said he's been known to make exceptions under certain circumstances. But, you know, then he asked me how my credit history was. I was very honest with him. I said, my credit history is a little rocky. I said, if you look at the last 12 months, you'll notice that I've not been late with any payments to anybody. But prior to that, you'll see that I've got a number of strikes against me. I said, I'm getting better, but you know, I'm still carrying around some past mistakes. So
you know, the whole credit thing pisses me off. You know, they now use credit for everything.
I know.
And it pisses me off.
It's a sad
thing. I mean, mine's okay, but it still pisses me off because it says nothing about the person.
Yeah, exactly. And so I talked to the guy on the phone. He was very nice, but I was very honest with him, and he was very honest with me. He said, you know, you probably wouldn't be my first choice, but go ahead and take a look at it. He said, come to the open house on Saturday. We'll meet, we'll talk, and we'll see what the situation is. But, you know, if he finds somebody with good credit and no pets, obviously he's probably going to go.
You're gone. Yes.
I'm gone.
And wouldn't that be weird? Because normally your lowlights turn into highlights.
I know, this
if
could be
your highlight turned into a lowlight.
This could be the opposite. But it's still balance, so, you know, I can't complain too much. I was thinking about bringing a picture of Buster to the open house. Just show it to the guy and go, how could you say no to this face?
Yeah, how could you refuse
how
this?
How could you deny this?
Forget about
beautiful boy.
And look carries at, again.
Exactly.
Look at Buster.
We won't talk too much about Booze Prozac or the reason why he's on it. He's on it because he couldn't stop peeing on the floor. So no prospective landlord.
Don't even mention Boo.
No. No.
He's
well,
cousin Boo who only visits once a month.
He hides under the bed. You'd never know he was there.
But you could say he was once in on TV.
He was. He was.
That could help. That could help.
He was a movie cat. We'll be right back. we should move on to shout-outs, our brief shout-outs for the year.
Shout-outs! Get some shout-outs!
Let's shout it out!
Do you want a tough stain out? Shout it out.
Shout it fucking out.
So we'll, brief shout-outs this week to River Selkie and to Krizzer.
River! Krizzer with her cute picture. I love
her
that
cute
picture of Krizzer.
And congratulations on the new car as well, Krizzer.
Oh, yeah!
Nice,
awesome.
Nice ride.
Love the color of the new car.
Yeah. And a shout-out as well to Captain Ass Clown.
No, that's Captain Asshole to you.
Captain Asshole to me.
Keeping score at home.
And good, some fine questions from Captain Assmudge.
Very good.
However, anyway, listener topic of the week this week goes to River Selkie, who wanted to know how Bette and I met and what our history is and how we got into the podcast as well.
We got together as how we hooked up.
How we hooked up.
In
that's
the
right.
21st century.
That's what they say. That's what all the kids say now. I think hookup has kind of a different connotation.
Yeah, I think it kind of maybe possibly does.
I think so.
She means sex.
Yeah. We haven't done that yet.
Yet.
But I'm not ruling it out.
You know, we do have our women we'd go gay for.
Bette's one of them.
You poor, poor woman.
Girl, you know I'd tap that. All right.
Okay, are we going to address this issue?
Should we? Oh, wait, before we do, should we say what Kelly, the winner of last week's listener
topic of the week,
was?
That's right. We've got Kelly with an IE.
Kelly with an IE.
Who was winner of last week's comment of the week with her hats in movies question.
Exactly. Which
and she won a very special prize. Are we going to tell what it is?
Yes, you're going to tell what it is.
Okay, I'm going to tell what it is. She won a fabulous, exclusive VHS copy of Wall Magic, How to Paint Your Walls So They Look Textured.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
See that? These are the kinds of prizes you could win, listener. If you
I can
leave us comments.
Only imagine what Kelly's walls are going to look like after this.
People are going to be leaping to the comments now. Man, they're just
that's right.
Click, click, click.
I won't see Kelly for the next 6 months. She'll be painting all of her walls.
She will be. She'll be texturing like a mad woman. Congratulations,
like
Kelly with an IE.
Congratulations, and you deserved it, dear.
Yes, indeedy. So this week, River Selkie is going to win the special Hucklebug prize, which we won't reveal until next week. But let's move on.
It'll
to,
be good.
Yeah, it will be. So let's
I've
move
seen
on
it.
To
it's
Selkie's
good.
Comment now, shall we? You yes. want to you want to begin on the story of
our history,
the story of Bette and Stenny.
There's it's a short story that turns into a long story.
Oh, I think it's a long story.
Stenny and I met in a little chat channel on IRC called...
Do you guys remember IRC? Probably not.
Yes, that's back in the early days of chat before Messenger and
when
Yahoo.
When dinosaurs still roamed the earth.
When dinosaurs had laptops.
We were all on Windows 3.1.
I still am. No, I'm not.
We're all on Windows 95, I think.
Devoted to the fans of a British rock group called Squeeze.
Yes.
It was, of course, you know, everything in IRC at that point started with a pound sign.
Mm-hmm.
I just called it Squeeze. Stenny always called it Pound Squeeze.
I did.
And it just kind of caught on. I like the idea of pound. You know, I would have never said it before, but since you've said it, I think it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
Pound Squeeze.
So anyway, I think I had already been there, if I'm not mistaken. I'd been there for a little while.
Yeah.
And Stenny showed up one night, and it was just, may I say this, it was just like magic.
You
Stenny
may.
And I, from the first night, Stenny and
best
I shared a brain.
Forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks after that another person actually made the comment that we shared a brain.
Who was that? Was it Lily?
I think it was Lily.
Lily!
Who's away right
we
now?
We haven't been able to say that for weeks.
I know, poor Lily. Hope you're
Lily.
Okay. And it just was one of those strange things.
You meet somebody you've
never heard of before, and all of a sudden you're best friends.
It was
in 5 minutes.
It was 1996, as a matter of fact.
It was that long ago.
It's almost our 10-year anniversary.
It's been 10 years.
It's almost our 10-year anniversary. It was like September of 2006, of 1996.
We should buy each other presents. Oh, in September?
I think it was around September.
Yes.
Because I had just moved to Newhall. And I'd pretty much just gotten on the internet. I'd just become acquainted with the internet like 3 months before that. And my whole life I never knew anybody else who liked the band Squeeze ever. But when on the internet I suddenly discovered all these people who liked Squeeze. It was so
cool. There were these other geeks out there.
Yeah, then we discovered a couple years down the road that a lot of Squeeze fans were nuts. And not nuts like we are, but a whole different kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Like a scary kind of nuts. But we weren't scary like that. We were just fun.
That's right.
And that's where Bet and I met.
And now, would you like to tell the fly story? I think that kind of cemented us as best friends forever, the fly story.
I think
story.
So. And if that wasn't the very first chat session.
It was certainly within the two.
It was up there. I mentioned something during our chat session about a huge fly that was buzzing around my apartment. There's a fly here that's the size of a helicopter or something like that. And Bette immediately said, there's a fly at my house that's bigger than that. It's as big as a plane.
And it was. I mean, it was true. I wasn't just saying that.
Yeah.
I had a fly that big.
We both just had these huge flies. Pretty soon, every week, we were just spinning yarns about our flies and how my fly was lying on the couch and watching TV and her fly was out mowing the lawn and eventually they went off to college and
Mine was a Rhodes Scholar. He was smarter.
Yeah, yeah. Mine was bigger, but hers was smaller. But mine got a football scholarship, so it worked out okay.
When I talk about Squeeze, the Squeeze chap, I always tell this story because I think it's hilarious. We all got together because we love this band Squeeze, and then we all kind of got to know each other, and we got to be, as Captain Asshole himself says, very anal, to the point where we don't have to tell jokes, we just yell the number of the joke, and everybody laughs because they know what number the joke is.
Because they know what number the joke is. I don't think anal's the right word, though. I think you're looking for a different word, and I can't think of what it is.
He means insular, actually, is what I'm thinking, but he says anal. But so we all got to be just incredibly close friends. Several of us have met each other in person and, mm-hmm. As Denny and I have.
Yes.
And so the band Squeeze broke up and we didn't
give a shit. Yeah.
Cause we just like each other. Who cares if Squeeze ever gets back together? We don't care. We just like each other. We just kept the name Squeeze.
Yeah. I can't speak for Bette, but my enjoyment of the band kind of started to drop off about 5 years ago, maybe longer ago than that. The last couple albums they put out before they broke up kind of sucked.
A little lame. Yeah.
And kind of lost interest in the band, but through Bette and through Mike and Michelle and Lily. And those are kind of the core Squeeze people that are still around, right? Am I missing
Crispy
anybody?
Crispy comes and goes.
Venice also, Bitter Spice, Nissa.
Oh yeah, of course, Nissa.
Don't want to forget her. By the way, she's blogging again, so you should check out bitterspice.blogspot.com. And Bruiser's around from time
Bruiser
to time.
Bruiser comes
as well.
Now and then. Yeah.
But the core, yeah, I would say the core pretty much are you, me, Mike, Michelle, Lily. It's just cool. I think we came together because of the band, but we've stayed together and continued chatting for 10 years.
We transcended the band.
Exactly. Yeah. We stayed together because we like each other so much. So there you go. That's how we met. Anyway, so there you go. Oh, and then she also wanted to know the beginning of the podcasting as well, and the origins of the podcasting are a little bit different. Do you want to feel
Was that your idea? I don't even remember.
The podcast was my idea, but it started because you were recording blogs. You recorded blogs for me, and then I recorded blogs for you, and then I thought it would be cool if we talked to each other.
To each other, because we are our biggest fans.
You
said you loved listening to my blogs, and I know I love listening to your blogs, and so we thought, well, hell, let's just do this together.
Yeah. That was it. And then 13 weeks ago, after many false starts, we started podcasting. Oh, seems like only 3 weeks ago, doesn't it?
That's right. Seems like only 11 weeks ago.
All right, should we go back to the podcast now?
Yeah, let's go to the podcast. What we got coming up? I guess movies.
Continuing, right. It's now time for movies.
Movies.
Movies of
let's
the week.
Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go out to the lobby.
That's the monotone
that's the
version.
Yeah, let's go out
to
the
lobby.
Lobby.
Let's go
something
out to the lobby.
Something D-O-O economics.
What movies did you see this week, Betster?
Okay, I've only got three movies,
well,
but you know I do have
to know your highlight from.
Yes, I do have to expound upon one of my movies,
okay.
But I do have three. Let's see. I'm not going to name numbers, and you know I have been numbering my movies,
that's
but that's
right.
Just kind of bragging. I don't know why it's bragging. I'm third in the movie list competition, but
it's all right.
It's a friendly.
It's not
competition.
A competition. It is only an exhibition. Please, I beseech you.
No wagering. Please do not wager on me, for you will lose.
Wager. If you're going to wager, you may as well wager on Mike. He's way ahead.
That's right. Mike, don't... It's not
unless
fair
Elvis
to
Costello
have amateurs put in with professionals. You
yeah.
Know.
Unless Elvis Costello goes on tour, I have no way of catching up with him.
That's right. Or right, goes to Mike's house for a week. Okay.
So what movies did you see?
First movie, Lost Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
1937, Frank Capra. I saw this on the video shelf,
mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to see it for one reason that I'm kind of embarrassed to say. But, you know, I'm always...
Because H.B. Warner is in it?
No.
I knew that wasn't one.
That wasn't it. But E.E. Horton is in it.
He is, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's got kind of a small part.
You know, I'm always on the lookout for a good old movie that I, because you know, I love
it's a Capra.
Yes, and it is Capra. That's right. And I really enjoyed this movie. You know, for it to have been 1937.
Yeah.
It's got some beautiful photography in it, and you know, as far as the snow, the avalanches and the snowstorms and people, you know, falling down hills and all that. It's very well done. And it tells a good story.
Was it quote, restored version, unquote, with all the
yes, with the
steels,
with the steels, and
yeah.
That was weird, man.
It is weird.
That was weird.
I don't really like the steels.
I didn't particularly like it myself. It was weird.
By the way, when Beth says steels, she means stills. Drink.
Okay.
Just making sure everybody knows what you're talking
no,
about.
No one
what
stole anything in
steals
this movie. It was not steals.
Yeah.
But it was one of these movies, and this happens occasionally, where, you know, it goes on for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and
yeah.
Then it's just like they decided, oops, we're running a little late, we gotta wrap this one up.
Yeah, exactly. We're losing the light, boys. Let's wrap this up.
That's right. And so it did end rather quickly, but I really enjoyed it. It was a nice film, and Jane White was in it.
Yeah.
Who plays? Wife of Jim Anderson on Father
right.
Knows Best.
That's right. I forgot she was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Coleman.
And Edward Everett Horton, who's just a blast. He's a blast in the movie. He's a blast
he's
out of the movie.
He's always fun.
He's just a blast. That's
mm-hmm.
right. My next movie was my highlight. It was 4 stars.
Okay.
4 stars. My next movie was Friday Night.
Mm-hmm.
On chill night, you
yes.
know, Friday night is chill night at the Poderosa. Mm-hmm. And it was my highlight of the week. The aforementioned holy grail of Alan F. Arkin movies, Deadhead Miles.
Deadhead
now,
Miles.
Deadhead Miles.
Okay.
Apparently not available on video, not available on DVD, not available on samplers, stained glass windows. Tiles,
audio cassette,
anything. That's right, audio cassette,
Beta.
ViewMaster, anything. And I found it on eBay. Well, First of all, the kind of down part of it, but basically this movie was recorded off A&E and put on to DVD. Yeah. So it ended up at the end when it shows the time, it ends up at 83 minutes. Now the movie is 93 minutes, so I'm missing 10 minutes of movie.
Right.
So, you know, so who knows?
They edited it down for time.
4 stars. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a movie that would either get 4 stars or 0 stars, depending on the watcher.
Depending on whether you're a big fan of Alan Arkin.
That's right. I gave it 4 because I just thought it was a blast. And Alan is just a hoot in this movie. He is an absolute hoot. Oscar stuff here.
He was robbed.
Everyone at the
about?
Oscars
I mean,
is...
Okay. Don't give too much away.
Well, no, I can give too. I mean,
yeah, you can,
there are no spoilers to make. I mean, you know.
And nobody's ever going to see the movie, apparently.
That's right, unless they come to me. Yeah. That's right, and I'll send it to them. But here is my thing. Now, Deadhead Miles was written by Terrence Malick, who, as we all know, very famous filmmaker, writer, you know.
Yeah.
Here is my idea of, this was 1972, so it's 1972 and Terrence is sitting at his manual typewriter, you know, in his leisure suit or whatever. Here's what he comes up with. I'm going to write down all of the funny phrases that I've heard people say throughout my life. A la how to speak bet, really, you know. Okay, so I've done that. I've written, you know, 12 pages of funny phrases. Now, I have to find a way to get these into a movie. Okay, well, it's got to be at least 90 minutes long, so we'll have a guy driving across the country. Okay, we'll have Alan Arkin. He's in a truck. He's driving across the country. Well, he has to have somebody to say him to, so he picks up a hitchhiker. Okay, so here's a hitchhiker, and now it's Alan Arkin and a hitchhiker in a truck and him saying all these funny lines. There's no plot. There's nothing.
Are there any other characters?
There are a very few minor characters that they meet here and there on the road. Yeah. No, he's talking to, actually it's Bentley from the Jeffersons.
Oh my God.
Paul Benedict is the hitchhiker.
Okay.
And it's just, I mean, I don't know what I don't know what the deal was with this movie. I mean, they probably said, you know, here's a bunch of phrases, Alan. Go wild.
Maybe the 10 minutes that were missing were the plot.
Maybe so. That's where they explain why the hell this movie was made.
Oh, I'm assuming, though, if it's Deadhead Miles that he was following the Grateful Dead?
I didn't know this till later. Apparently, Deadhead... I think it goes that Deadhead Miles is a trucker's term for miles that you drive when you don't have something in your truck that you're doing a job for somebody. Now, he had stuff in his truck, so it makes no sense anyway. And there's a scene, if anyone has seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and if you haven't, why haven't you?
Yeah, come on.
The Large Marge scene. Yeah. I've got to believe... It is an homage to this movie because there's a scene where there's a guy named Johnny Muscatero who comes and fixes Alan Arkin's truck, and it turns out that Johnny Muscatero is like somebody who died on the road many years ago, and he shows up as a ghost to fix people's trucks, you know, from now and again.
Weird.
This movie just knocked my socks off. It was so dumb and pointless and hilarious and great all at the same time.
Well,
I'll lend it to anybody.
I was not.
I was drinking coffee, as it turns out. But like I said, it's one of those. It's probably 0 or 4, but I don't know if it would be 5 for anyone, except maybe Alan Arkin's mother. Or Bentley's mother.
Or Bentley himself.
It was just a blast. It was my damn highlight of
the week.
There
you go. So what did you follow it up with?
Okay, I followed it up with another movie called Chopper. This was Mr. M and I, that would be Captain Asshole, you at home.
Yeah.
Share a movie account at Blockbuster, you know.
Boo, Blockbuster.
Yeah, I know.
Netflix rules.
Where they mail them to you, you know, that kind of movie camp. And so we play a little game, guess his movies, guess mine. Well, this was one of his movies. It's called Chopper. And he had already seen it, but he wanted me to watch it because he dared me not to give it 4 stars. So, of course, I didn't. But it was a movie that I wasn't, it turned out to be much better than I was expecting it to. It's from 2000. It's an Australian movie. It stars Eric Bana, who you may know from Munich. And he plays the famous Australian bad guy, psychopath. Is his name Mark David Reed? His last name is Reed. Mark Brandon Reed.
Ah.
Mark Brandon Reed.
Okay.
But they call him Chopper, who is just a notorious criminal, and was a real person. I really don't know what to say about this movie. This man was a fucking psychopath. And, when he was in jail, he killed people when he was in jail. He got out of jail. He killed people when he was out of jail. And it's just basically him killing people. And it kind of, glamorizes his exploits. And it kind of does. And at the same time, first of all, I'm not really that familiar with Eric Bana. I know he's kind
of
one of these new kind of actors that they talk about nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
He was fantastic. Yeah, maybe he is, but he was fantastic in this movie. He was okay in Munich. He was fantastic in this movie. And the movie's very watchable. And parts of it, it's very gory, it's very violent, but parts of it are quite funny. And it's one of those movies that it's almost hard to like, and at the same time you have to have respect for it because everyone in it is shit. There's not a good person in this movie. there is no hero.
Like
there is no voice of reason. There is no, everybody's in the underbelly of life.
Yeah.
How
many stars then?
Gave it 3.5.
for spite.
Half for spite because he said I had to give it 4 stars.
Exactly.
And also because it just wasn't quite a 4-star movie as enjoyable as it was. And
Deadhead Miles.
It was definitely no Deadhead Miles because it had a plot.
Yeah.
if anyone's interested in maybe giving it a try, on the DVD there's a little extra section where they have several very tiny filmed interviews with the real Mark Brandon Reed, who is about as entertaining, as creepy as he is, about as entertaining as the one in the movie. But 3.5 stars for that, and that's my movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's time for your movies.
It's time for my movies.
Stunny's movies. She has a movie blog,
Movie blog. Friday night, I got a jump. I always get a good jump on my weekend viewing if I happen to go see a double feature with Scotty.
I bet you beat
nights.
Me this week on movies.
I did. I saw 5.
Aw, damn.
Friday night, Scotty and I went to see a double feature at the Egyptian Theater. 2 Dracula movies from...
Dracula.
Yeah, from the Hammer Films Company.
Antipasto.
One was... they both starred Christopher Lee as Dracula.
A good Dracula.
Yeah, he was a very good Dracula. The first one was called The Horror of Dracula. And it was with Christopher Lee as Dracula. And, Peter Cushing played Van Helsing.
Oh, of course. How could we not know that?
Horror of Dracula, and then the second feature was called Taste the Blood of Dracula.
Taste the Blood.
With Christopher Lee as Dracula again. And the first one was pretty good, but the second one was just cheesy and funny. And I gave Horror of Dracula 3.5 stars, and I gave Taste the Blood of Dracula 2.5 stars.
2 stars.
Taste the Blood of Dracula. And then... Saturday morning, got up and watched, I was bound and determined. I had 2 movies from Netflix that had been here for weeks.
You're not one of those, are you?
Yeah, I'd had them forever, and I was like, I gotta either watch these or send them back. So I said, this weekend I'm gonna watch them, and if I don't watch them, they're going back. So, Saturday I watched, 61, which was the Billy Crystal film about, he directed it, he wasn't in it.
Oh, yeah, is that good?
About the Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle race for 61 homers. It was alright. I think if you're a baseball fan and interested in baseball, then I think it's a good movie, and I gave it 3 stars.
My dear nephew, the one and only Tatey,
DJ Tatey Mac, is
always trying to get me. He has that movie, and he's always trying to get me to watch it. I haven't yet.
Well, I know you're not really a baseball fan.
I'm not really a baseball fan. You're right.
But it is interesting to put that, you know, that home run race in perspective with the Mark McGwire Sammy Sosa race, which this was made shortly after the. I think that was what inspired the movie. It was, you know, it was good. It was pleasant. It was a little longer than
Barry
it needed
Pepper
to be.
Barry Pepper is in that, isn't he?
Yeah. He was, he played, Roger Maris, and he was really good.
Oh.
If you're a fan of baseball, I think it's interesting to watch. It's no 8 Men Out, which I think transcends all borders of baseball fandom and movie fandom, and it's just a great movie.
And fans of David Strathairn.
Exactly. Followed up
and
61 on Saturday with Team America, World Police. America! Fuck yeah!
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, that was fun. Coming in to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America! Fuck yeah!
I think it only got 3 stars at the time I watched it, but I love the beginning where they're in France and everybody's really, really French.
Yeah. And they just destroy the crap
and
out of everything.
The little kids are so French.
Yeah. Then everybody's like a mime or...
Yeah,
you know.
Wearing a beret.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The two scenes that stuck out the most in Team America World Police were the puking scene. Do you remember the puking scene?
Yeah, I remember the puking
scene. The puking scene was A, hilarious... B, disgusting. And I never thought watching a puppet puke would make me want to puke. But it really did. I was like, I actually had my hand up over my eyes and was like, oh, I can't watch it, but I was just laughing. And then the other was, of course, the sex scene.
Yeah.
You pretty much do
whatever
you want to do with the puppets.
Oh.
It was fun. You know, I'm looking at my rating, and I see I gave it 4 stars. I actually think that's a little high. 3.5
yeah,
probably.
I think that might be a little high.
It was no South Park.
That's right.
And then Sunday, I watched nothing. All day Sunday, I was intending to watch my other DVD that I had from Netflix. Team America was one of the... No, 61 was one of the ones that I'd had at home forever. And then the other one was a film noir called Night in the City. And all day Sunday, I was like, well, the deal was with the film noir, I only like to watch film noirs at night after the sun's gone down. I don't know why. I like to watch them at night. So I was going to watch it Saturday night, and then I didn't. And then I was going to watch it Sunday night because The Sopranos aren't on. So I thought, well, I'll watch it Sunday night. And I don't know. I got distracted doing something else, probably looking for apartments. And so the time
that
came
does
and
take
went.
Precedence.
It does. And then I didn't watch it. So Sunday night before I went to bed, I was like, oh, the weekend's come and gone, and I didn't watch Night in the City. I guess it's going back tomorrow with the rest of my Netflix. And
you
then
didn't.
I forgot. I forgot to bring my Netflix in to work to mail them back. So I said, oh, reprieve.
Boy,
Night
am
in the
I
City.
Famous for that.
So I gotta watch it tonight then, or it's going back tomorrow. So I watched it last night. Monday night I watched it. It was great. I'm so glad I watched it without sending it back. Night in the City, film noir directed by Jules Dassin. And starring blonde tough guy Richard Widmark.
Ooh,
he was great.
Did he push anyone down the stairs?
No, he's not a tough guy in this movie. He was a two-bit hustler and a bit of a coward. He was a coward.
He was a fucking coward.
He was a real lowlife, but he was really good. You know who he reminded me of a little bit is Cagney, because he has that kind of energy that just kind of makes you that gets you caught up in watching it. Anyway, so it was great, and so that one got 4.5 stars. So I'm glad I watched it, and it went back today. So.
I like 4.5-star movies.
You should see it; it's good. I recommend it.
I will put that in my queue.
Do that. Anyway, so that's movies. My movies are done. Your movies are done. So let's move on to the people we would like to tell the fuck off this week, shall we?
Okay, let me think, because I know I don't, that was one thing I didn't kind of do beforehand. Who do
I got
I want
a couple.
To tell to fuck off? Well, you do yours first, and I'll think if anybody pissed me off this
okay,
week.
Okay, well, first is George W. Bush.
Fuck off!
And a
He's
special,
on my list, too.
And an extra special fuck off to Karl Rove.
Mm.
Fuck you, Karl Rove.
Fuck off! You know...
You unindicted son of a bitch.
How the hell can... Well,
yeah, I want to...
No question how the hell can he get off,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
With
like
all he's
it,
done.
That,
you know,
grand jury or whatever.
If
they,
I was in that, if
also.
I was in that circle, I'd get off too, I suppose. But fuck off, Karl Rove.
Fuck off to you, Karl Rove. And the other people that I would like to tell to fuck off this week are all celebrities. I think they should all just fuck off. It started with Brad and Angelina.
All of them? All of them? Even the lesser known ones?
Those the lesser known ones are not by definition.
What about I was going to say those of them.
So Alan
who
Arkin
not
is
welcome.
Safe.
That's right. Who do not welcome celebrity.
The ones that here's the thing. On my start page, on my internet start page, I have, you know, a little capsule of entertainment headlines. And, you know, that are refreshed throughout the day. And I have
and
that
the
so
same
I can keep
people
track of,
show up, yeah.
Well, the thing is, I have that there so I can keep track of, you know, what's leading the box office and, you know, interesting entertainment news, you know, dead celebrities. I always want to know what celebrities
died. Oh, interested in that. Whoever the fifth Beatle is at any moment. Yes,
exactly.
That's important.
But in the last 2 weeks, it all started with Brad and fucking Angelina, and
fuck them.
Yeah, now I've got and now fucking Britney Spears.
Oh,
and
fuck her and him.
I have an awesome marriage and I'm a good mom and crap and
yes.
Just and that crap is in my little entertainment capsule every day. I actually had to remove it from my page today. I said, fuck it.
Oh wow.
You know what? I don't care then what's number one at the box office. I'll read about
and Paris Hilton hitting a car in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
They can all fuck off for
unless
ruining
she
my entertainment
died in
news.
It, who cares?
It's all just become such crap.
I guess my only person that I can actively think of to tell to fuck off is Ann Coulter. And this is simply because she has
because
a new book out.
Mm-hmm.
And and so therefore she's been on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Her skinny ass face has been on, you know.
She can and fuck off.
She can fuck right off.
Fuck off, Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
And next week, if I don't get that apartment that I want, we're going to tell the prospective landlord to fuck off. But right now, he's our best
friend
forever.
Yeah, he, that's right. He's on the good list right now.
I'm going to offer to refinish and repaint that balcony.
Oh, and there's somebody else I'd like to tell to fuck off, which is rather sad because this is not a person I normally would tell to fuck off because he's not a person I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
His name is DM for the purposes of privacy.
Okay.
It's DM who is a client of ours.
Oh, okay.
Who was a client of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of these people who hates to pay and so he never pays. Mm-hmm. And you know.
Yeah, I know those people.
Certain people, you can remind them and remind them and remind them, but you can't go to their house and take the money out of their pocket, you know. And he's
no,
one of those people.
No, you can refuse service though.
That well, and that's what we did. I mean, he waited so long to pay that you know he was like I think a year behind.
Jesus.
on one of his accounts, and a good 4 months behind on the other. And part of my crappy day on Monday, which began with me spilling an entire filter of coffee.
Oh.
On my feet, in the floor, on my clothes,
that's
as
so
I was getting
to
ready
up.
To walk out the door for
oh.
work. That one was lovely. But anyway,
that
when
sucks.
I got to work, it just got worse. And the entire fucking day was taken up with DM, who all of a sudden decided he wanted to come in and pay up his accounts.
Mm.
Well, he couldn't, cause, you know.
It shut you, shut
and
off.
So, and so it went, it was one of those things, you know, I work 8 hours and 8 hours of my life was filled with DM. And so finally, towards the end of the day, we called the regional office, we begged, we pleaded, we did everything we knew to try, because they were telling us we couldn't take this man back.
Really? I don't blame
him. And because we
a
were so
year
nice.
Past due? Give me
right,
a break.
Right. We were trying because, you know, we like this person and we owe him. Mm-hmm. We felt like we owed it to him to at least try. So we pleaded and begged and, you know, lowered ourselves and all that.
Yeah.
So they did say, okay, well, we'll take him back. but, you know, it was going to be like triple what it was begin with. So, you know, I go through all of the complete, you know, hour-long nonsense it takes to figure up what it would be for him. And when I told him the price, he said, well, I don't know. I'll get back to you. And he still hasn't. And so, DM, you can just
fuck
right off.
What a...
And I hope you decide not to come back to me.
I have to tell you.
You're a nice person, and I hope you live a happy life, but don't live it in my office. You know, we have to talk a little bit more because I'm just barely into my coffee.
What else do you want to discuss? You know, there was another marathon on TV Land this weekend.
Oh, wait a minute. I do know that. It was...
Come on now.
Oh, shit. I remember seeing it.
It was a good one.
I didn't watch it, but I saw it on the guide. Give me a hint.
Shoe booty.
All in the family, yes. Oh, and see, that's one I could probably have watched for 24 straight hours.
Well, they didn't They didn't do a 48-hour straight marathon this time. They did, like, 12-hour blocks of All in the Family, and then they'd show, like, 6 hours of Gunsmoke to give me a nice rest, because I would never watch Gunsmoke. You know, they did a top 10 as well. They did the top 10 episodes of All in the Family, and guess which episode was not in it?
Was not in it?
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr.
No, of course Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
Number one. Which
it was?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Which pisses me off because
I would never have picked it number one. I would have thought
it's only funny in the last like 2 seconds and it's a whole,
right.
You know, whatever.
Okay, what wasn't in it?
When Edith goes through the change. That's not only the greatest episode of All in the Family, that's the greatest episode of any TV show ever. When she tells Archie to stifle?
Stifle? How could they not use that?
How could they not use that?
Was Cling Peaches in the...
Cling Peaches was in it. Shoe Booty
was
in it.
Yeah, I like Peaches. Shoe Booty? Oh, shit,
Shoe Booty made
it,
and Cling Peaches made it, and Mike and Gloria leaving, and Sammy Davis Jr. I don't remember all 10, but I was pissed. You know, they were getting towards the top, and I was thinking, well... Edith going through the change
has
got to be right up
in the top three. Yeah.
And they got to number
Edith
two.
Getting raped. I'm sure that was in there.
Yeah, that was in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually no. You know what?
What about the one where Edith broke her fucking sitar? Not in there.
There was no episode where Edith broke her fucking sitar. You're thinking of the movie Dig.
Oh.
All right. So shall we wrap up?
Shall we?
Have you got anything else you want to?
I don't have anything on my chest. My back doesn't seem to hurt quite so much anymore.
That's good.
The podcast has healed me.
Heal thyself.
Well, stay tuned for highlights next week. Guess what mine will be.
Are you going to see the Hackensaw Boys again?
Friday night in Blacksburg. They are going to be there.
They are going to be in Blacksburg. Wow.
I've done my call. Have we limped to the end of another podcast?
I think we have. I think we have. I think we've got
I think we're running on fumes at this
point.
We
are. Yeah, let's sign it off for the week.
Let's sign it off. My coffee is not through, but we're going to sign it off anyway.
Yeah. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for tuning into week 13.
Thank you so much. You
Unlucky
know,
week 13.
I love our listeners.
I do, too. So anyways, we thank you for tuning in, and tune back in next week, week 14, when we'll have
14.
More.
We're past the unlucky stage now.
That's right.
We're it's all good from here.
It's all downhill, I think, is what it is from here. I don't know what it is.
Downhill's good. You go faster.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so do tune in again next week, week 14, where we'll have more of the same crazy, wacky stuff that we've had
more
this week.
More of the same shit we had this week.
Either
same
tune in next week, to week 14, or just listen to week 13 again. It'll be the same shit.
It'll be the same. That's right. Different movies, but everything else is the same.
Everything else. Different lowlights, different highlights, and different people to tell the fuck off. What are we talking about?
Well, listen to all of them. That's right.
It's
you can't miss
fucking
it.
Different show.
Don't miss this episode.
Yeah. Don't miss. It's must hear. Podcasting is what it is.
Now, does podcasting have sweeps month?
No sweeps.
Oh, so we can't do like a naked broadcast? Or
nope.
Something? Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I know. That is good. I am Stenny.
I am Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny. This is the Hucklebug.
And we love you.
We love you, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's the way you do it.